This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
British Prime Minister David Cameron insists a fight back is underway after rioting and violence that has now spread from London to other cities. The British capital appears to have become calmer, with 16,000 police officers on the ground and the clean-up in progress. But as the trouble spreads to other cities, questions are growing about why certain British youths are involving themselves in the violence. Ollie Barrett reports from London.
Despite trouble in Manchester, Birmingham, Liverpool, Wolverhampton and elsewhere, now David Cameron insists progress is being made.
Since yesterday, there are more police on the street, more people have been arrested and more people are being charged and prosecuted. Last night, there were around 16,000 police on the streets of London, and there is evidence that a more robust approach to policing in London resulted in a much quieter night across the capital.
The Prime Minister is promising to maintain extra police numbers on the streets for as long as is necessary and to give officers the ability to use rubber bullets and water cannons should they need them.
We needed a fight back, and a fight back is underway. We have seen the worst of Britain, but I also believe we've seen some of the best of Britain. The million people who've signed up on Facebook to support the police. Communities coming together in the clean-up operations. But there is absolutely no room for complacency, and there is much more to be done.
And Mayor of London Boris Johnson says the extra police numbers were the key to the city being far quieter on Tuesday night than at any time since Saturday when rioting began.
We need to give people reassurance, not just that numbers are up, but also that the police are doing their job in a robust way, in the way that they signed up to do. And that's what I think was accomplished last night. That's what we're going to continue to drive ahead with.
Acting Metropolitan Police Commissioner Tim Godwin says his force is not just focusing on keeping London calm, but as a deterrent to future violence is going after those involved in the rioting, looting and arson since the weekend.
The relentless pursuit of those that committed the crime over the last 3 days. And that will continue throughout the coming weeks and months even. And so a number of arrests are still being made and we will pursue them vigorously.
The violence in cities outside the capital was not as widespread as London has seen, but a significant amount of property has been damaged, and in Birmingham, ambulances were attacked responding to call-outs, and 3 men were killed as they, according to claims by locals, attempted to protect their own property. That is a growing trend. Enfield in North London was one spot where groups of people took to the streets to deter looters or rioters.
We've had enough because the police aren't doing their job.
But some are attempting, without justifying the violence, to explain it. One line of argument is that some youths feel disaffected and hopeless in the face of high unemployment and cuts to local services. Lenny Hagland runs a boxing club in North London, which he says could keep many more youngsters away from crime if he had the funding.
They really do look to do something, and that's the trouble. There's not enough places like this. Whether it be boxing, whether it be football, whether it be judo or martial arts, they are looking for something to do, but there's not enough places to do it, and it all comes back down to funding. Funding these places none of these clubs are getting enough funding to run. Cutting funding to youth centres and places like this is, in my eyes, what is partly to do with what's happening on the streets.
That argument may be for another day, though. For now, police and government are focused on ending the immediate problems and making people feel safe again. And they need to work out a solution quickly. Britain cannot afford to keep 16,000 police officers on the streets of London indefinitely. Ollie Barrett, Deutsche Welle Radio, London.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.